movies I like. Because you really don't have to think. You, like when I watched I, Frankenstein today, and it was just so, you know, it was more like, good versus evil, and gargoyles versus demons, and, I mean, you can only do so much, different storytelling and stuff, different versions of story. But when the movies get, like, the one I was thinking about watching, they said is a feminist horror movie. And then you have to go,
what?
Yeah, exactly. Is that a genre? What, what is that? And then, it's too involved. And you have to think. And, I like independent movies. Don't get me wrong. I do. I like independent movies, you know, made by independent, not the major film people, and off the beaten path movies.
Right.
But when they get too complicated, like
the plot's too multifaceted.
Well, yeah, like I said, a feminist horror film. What? And then you have to read too much into the movie. And to me, it's easier just to watch something like I, Frankenstein, where you just see a guy swinging these two little pieces of wood and slicing the demons. And that's it. You know, it's a story about good versus evil. And that the characters don't actually, you know, mean something. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes. There's not too much written into it.
Right. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to find a movie that I don't have to think. Because notice, when we went to see the last Hobbit movie, I didn't start processing the movie until last night. All that time. And it took me how many days to start processing the movie?
You sure are a chatterbox tonight.
Why? Because I haven't talked in how many days? And actually, I do like... I'm really trying to get my voice back to normal.
Yeah, I figured that.
And it won't work. It does. It has its moments where it will. But I've never... No, I can't say never. In the last 3 years... I remember when I was little, I always wanted to have laryngitis.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to talk to anybody?
Yeah, and I never would get it. And I couldn't understand. How do people get laryngitis? And how does their voice get, you know, all...
Funkified.
And then, in the last 3 years, especially last year, I noticed that my voice and my throat get like this. And I think, why couldn't it have been like that when I was little? When I was going to school. And I would say, I'm sick, Grandma, I can't go to school. She wouldn't believe me.
She was a fucker anyway.
And then I was thinking, when you call someone up and they go, she doesn't sound sick.
Yeah.
And this way, there's no denying. And I'm not sick.
Just for the record, though.
I'm not.
What drugs have you had today?
How many drugs?
What kind?
Actually, I haven't even taken my Adderall today. And I didn't take any of that liquid cocaine that's in the refrigerator that I brought back from Texas. I thought about it. But I'm too much of a hoarder. And I was thinking, ooh, I have to make that last. And I haven't had any alcohol. I haven't eaten until just now. And that's just it, too. I haven't had my Adderall, so I'm probably...
You seem a little loopy in a little bit. Yeah, kind of like you've been drinking, and everything's funny.
Yeah, that is... But those movies are really stupid. Demonic Toys and the Gingerbread Man and Shrunken Heads. They're those generic little... Okay, just for that, I'm going to make you watch.
Why? Oh, that's beautiful.
Because I think they're so stupid and funny. But I will say, I did like the horror movie, The Puppet Master, when it came out. They were little puppets, and I forgot how they became evil, but they went and started killing people. But Shrunken Heads, come on. And then, what was the other one? Oh, the evil bong. It's about a bong that becomes evil. Something you smoke. What pothead thought that up?
Some pothead.
A pothead's looking at his bong going, it's got a face, dude. It's talking to me. What if it was evil? We got sucked into some netherworld and it tried to destroy us. That's some crazy shit. You know?
Yep.
You could care less.
And I'm trying to fix my phone.
Did I break it?
Yes. God damn it. I wish you'd left my shit alone.
Well, poopy on you. I had to have music when I drove. I can't stand driving in silence. God. That's horrifying. I want to buy you a new case, too.
Just leave my phone alone.
No, I don't like that case. It's broken.
There. All right, now.
What? What's that for?
Glass cleaner.
Oh, God. Can't have fingerprints on my phone.
Fuck, no, that'll drive me insane.
Can't have my fingerprints on my phone.
Can't have yours on there either.
Whatever.
You're fucking insane.
Huh?
It'll drive me insane. You know it would.
Why?
Because I'll look underneath that glass.
The plastic?
Yep.
And go look, her finger smudges.
Yes.
You're a goof. Just for that, I think I'll have a drink.
You go ahead, have a drink.
You know tomorrow's New Year's Eve?
Yeah, you aren't going anywhere either.
Why not?
Because. Listen to you.
Why?
Your voice.
So? I'll be better tomorrow.
You can at least go over tomorrow's.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Look, it's England.
I hate New Year's Eve. I want to go out. I don't want to stay at home.
Why?
Because I hate being at home on New Year's Eve. You know that. Tomorrow I'm going to have to do work.
Right.
I have to work on my stuff. I'm so far behind.
Oh, you talk about your computer stuff?
Yep. Okay, what should we watch? The Gingerbread Man, Shrunken Heads, or the Evil Bunk? Look, that's pretty. I don't know where it's at.
It is pretty.
But it's pretty. So let's... Oh, I know. I could put the fireplace thing on Netflix on our TV. And we can...
Snuggle?
Yeah, snuggle.